All right, let's move on to item 8, which is to consider and take possible action to oppose Assembly Bill 2284, defining grade in Government Code Section 31461A. Karen, this is your item. The floor is yours.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So this is a item that we're coming back to after the legislative update that we did back in June, focusing on one of the bills, which is AB 2284, and it has to do with defining the term grade in Government Code Section 31461A. That legal provision, statutory provision, is what defines compensation earnable for legacy members, meaning what compensation counts for retirement purposes. And so this bill would add a definition for the word grade in that statute to mean a number of employees considered together because they share similarities in job duties, schedules, unit recruitment requirements, work location, collective bargaining unit, or other logical work-related group or class as specified. And it would allow the retirement system to adopt that definition. And also recently, this bill was amended to require the County Board of Supervisors' adoption of that provision to be applicable in that county. What the bill does, according to the sponsors and according to the reading of that bill, is it would create a broader definition of what counts as compensation earnable by allowing basically subgroups within a group of employees that share the same job classification, allow them to be looked at as the group that if they earn a certain pay because of something that they all do, that pay would then be retirement compensable. So this bill has been studied by the 20 SACRS systems, by the Legislative Committee for SACRS, some retirement systems, and at least one county have already filed an opposition to this bill. So Los Angeles County, their SORL system, which is the biggest out of the 20 SORL systems, they are filing an opposition. Their board approved opposing this bill. The San Bernardino County Retirement System has also opposed the bill. The Kern County Retirement System filed an opposition, and also Kern County, so the county, the employer, the participating employer in Kern County, also filed an opposition. As you know, I sit on the SACRS Legislative Committee, and the committee studied the bill and voted to oppose it. And the committee is meeting with the SACRS board next week to discuss SACRS taking a position on the bill. So what we did internally at SACRS is I met with Christina, and thank you, Christina, for sharing all of your knowledge and expertise on this to kind of figure out, well, what does this mean for SACRS? Does SACRS have its own concerns with this bill that we should discuss with the board? The memorandum that you have in the packet outlines the list of concerns that SACRS has with this bill. Number one, the definition itself is inconsistent with current implementation. Currently, SACRS relies on the employer's classification of salary grades and position classifications. So the employer is the one that makes that determination and certifies that to SACRS. SACRS doesn't do its own independent decision analysis of what groups should be in what, salary grades or classifications. So expanding the definition of compensation earnable by allowing the term grade to apply to these subgroups would be inconsistent with how CSER currently handles this provision, and inconsistent with the employer's understanding. Number two, we have a concern that there would be an inconsistency among the CSERL systems. So with this proposed change to the statute, as I said, counties can adopt it, and then CSERL systems can then adopt this new definition. And then there would be an inconsistency, and that is important, especially when it comes to reciprocity, where members are working in two or more systems, and one of the system at some point will have to look to compensation that was earned in another system and whether that's pensionable. So you would have a situation where CSERA might have to make a determination on what happened over in another county, let's say San Diego County, how to define a subgroup within that. It's hard enough to do within our own county, but to have that analysis be done as to a member that worked at some point for another county would be very hard. There is law on that, the Stillman case on reciprocity, that held that the retirement system who's making the calculation on reciprocity has to apply its own rules to compensation coming from another county. So we would have to apply our own rule. There's another rule applied possibly in another county because of this statute. It creates inconsistency and probably somewhat of an almost impossible analysis to make. Number three, I mentioned it earlier, but it is legally the participating employers are the ones that set terms of employment compensation for their employees. So regardless of the definition itself, which is inconsistent with how we understand it, placing the role on the retirement system of making those determinations is incorrect. Number four, we do think that there's going to be a substantial administrative burden and likelihood of additional litigation on the definition of compensation earnable for CSERA. And lastly, it seems like the legislative change is unnecessary because there is always a possibility for the employer to classify a certain subgroup as their own class or their own salary grade, and that would potentially resolve this problem. So if you have a subgroup of folks doing working at a certain facility, getting a certain pay, potentially the employer could, define that group on their own. A little bit of background about this legislation is that it is the result of litigation that is currently pending in Orange County, where members sued the retirement system to have a certain pay included in their compensation earnable. Again, this only applies to legacy members, not PEPRA members. This has to do with the definition of compensation earnable for legacy members. So these legacy members over at Orange County would like to have a specific pay included that the retirement system declined to do. The case, prior to litigation, it went to an administrative law judge through an administrative hearing, and the recommendation from the administrative law judge was to find that pay was compensable, that it did qualify as compensation earnable. However, then the system reviewed that recommendation and all the other evidence and determined that it is not pensionable. And then a lawsuit was filed. So the petitioners in that lawsuit are hoping that with this definition, if that's adopted in Orange County, it would allow them to have this pay included without the need to proceed in their litigation. My first reaction hearing this and reading the lawsuit in Orange County was that if they feel that they need a legislative fix, it should apply only to Orange County. But that's not how this bill is written. It would be added to the 37 Act as a statute, a change to the definition that potentially would apply to all 20 systems if their counties adopt it. So our recommendation is for the SACERA board to oppose this bill and provide to the legislature this information about the concerns that we have with the bill.
All right. Thank you, Karen. I got a couple of lights on. I know, David, you had a comment. Jerry, I think you had your hand up. Do you want to speak now?
Yeah, I'd like to table the vote on this item until the SACERA's board of directors has had the opportunity to hear from both sides regarding this issue that will happen on the 18th. So I'd like to table the vote until our next SACERA meeting.
So you would want to take it up on the 24th?
Correct.
Here, yeah. Right. And the Ledge Committee, the SACERA's Legislative Committee has made a recommendation to the SACERA's board? Have I got that right?
They're going to have a discussion next week.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a written recommendation or this was done.
I haven't seen one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, not as of yet. So I'd like to have the opportunity to have the Ledge Committee make their recommendation to the board in a formal manner and then hear both sides.
And then you'd be able to bring back on the, I guess we'd know, but you would come back at least aware of what the discussion was at the SACERA's board meeting. Is that the idea? And
yeah.
Bring the benefit of that back?
Right.
Okay. Jerry, did you have a comment or question?
Two thoughts. One on yours, David. Is there something that prevents us from expressing our opinion at this point? Nothing that prevents us, but why would we want to necessarily forestall the opportunity to express our opposition to this and wait for SACERA's to come up with a position?
Well, no. I mean, we could vote on it today as a board, but I would like to have the courtesy to hear all the arguments, pro and con, and hear from the legislative committee directly their reasonings. I mean, what Karen is saying is the analysis that you have done, right? That's not stating from the legislative committee what their arguments are. So I'd like to hear from the legislative committee what the recommendation is and why. And then I'd like to hear, we're also going to have some discussion from those who support the bill. And so I'd like to hear both sides of the story. So waiting for 2 weeks, I think gives SACERA time to be able to vote one way or the other before the legislature is back in session.
Yeah, you just made a good point that I don't know if it was covered earlier, but the legislature returns from its summer recess on August 5, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if we were to take this up on the 24th, we would still have time to take an action and submit any action that we take to the, I don't know what the next committee to hear the bill is, but we would have the opportunity to do that. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The original comment I had is always this old adage about following the money. I'm a big believer in that. Who's carrying this bill and who's paying for it?
The sponsors are the peace officers and firefighters.
In Orange County?
I don't know who's paying for it, but they are listed when I looked at the legislative information that's published. The two organizations are listed as the...
It might be fair to conclude that they're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who's the sponsoring legislator? Whose bill is it?
Grayson.
Oh, Grayson. Yeah.
Assemblymember Grayson.
He's becoming a rather reliable water carrier for certain groups. Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? David, was that a motion? Is that a motion?
Yeah, I move to table this vote on this item until our next meeting on July 24th.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to continue the item for further consideration on July 24. All right. Any further discussion or questions on the motion? Hearing none. Let me get my chart back out here. All right. So on the motion to continue to the July 24 meeting, pending Sackers' Board of Directors' consideration of the item on July 18th, on the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
No.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 8-1. Sorry. Struggling with some basic math here. All right. Thank you, Karen. Very, very interesting discussion on that bill.